claimed that last year blog advertising accounted for 81.4% of collective spending on user-generated media. But roughly speaking, by 2010, it'll only be 39.7%.
Mm-hmm. So how should we interpret this drop?
Well, supposedly, podcast advertising will be the front runner over the next 4 years, overtaking spending on blog ads.
Can we look at the figures?
Yes, I have them here on this graph. According to a recent survey, total projected expenditure on blog advertising will reach $300.4 million in 4 years, whereas expenditure on podcast advertising will have grown at an annual compound rate of 154.4% to $327 million.
So the bottom line is that user-generated media will be our new advertising platform, whether we like it or not.
That's right. Simon assured us that this form of advertising more or less guarantees we reach our target audience.
Mm. Can you give us the lowdown on the types of companies advertising through this media?
Sure. The overriding trend is for technology, car and media brands to use this form of advertising. I've got examples of some of these companies here.
Very good, Caroline. That was very interesting. Could you fill us in on the most relevant information from the seminar?
Sure. It was extremely informative, and basically it gave us an overview of figures regarding advertising via blogs and podcasts.
Interesting. What did you find out?
Well, in general, traditional forms of advertising to our 18 to 30s market are becoming less effective. They're saying that the way ahead is to advertise where our target audience are hanging out, which is on blogs and podcasts.
Okay. So what are the facts and figures?
Apparently, a recent study shows a huge increase in advertising investment via this media just in the last year. In fact, spending went up to $20.4 million.
What's that in terms of growth?
It's 198.4% in 1 year, which is pretty incredible.
That sounds very promising.
Yes. One of the presenters, Simon Darby, said companies were investing fast and that we should take this opportunity before our competitors do.
Okay. How do these figures compare within the different user-generated media?
User-generated media? Meaning?
Oh, I mean things like blogs, podcasts, RSS feeds.
Ah, okay. Thanks.
Yes. Simon